Some people would rather belong to a building than to belong to Christ Jesus. Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a blessing it is to be here and have an opportunity to speak once more about the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had a text all week. It's from John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 21. It simply says this: "Sir, we would see Jesus." It was spoken by a group of men who were designated as Greeks, which simply means we think that they were converts to the Hebrew religion. And they'd come up to the great feast of the Passover. And the cry of their heart was this: they wanted to see Jesus. So they went to Philip and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." In other words, introduce us to Jesus. Oh, listen, those guys didn't want to meet his ministers. They knew the ministers couldn't really help them. You know, gospel ministers, God bless us, we're a rare breed. We can't save you, but we can tell you how to be saved. So they didn't want to meet his ministers. They said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." They didn't even want to meet his mother, wonderful woman that she was. But they said, "Sir, we would meet Jesus. We would see Jesus." Yeah. They didn't even go to Jerusalem to see his miracles. You know, miracles are wonderful, but they'll not get you saved. You say, "I believe in miracles." Good for you, but they'll not get you saved. Those gentlemen said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And not only that, they didn't even come to Jerusalem to see his magnificent church building. Do you know why? Because he didn't have one. Jesus didn't ever build a building of brick and mortar. Oh yes, there was a temple in Jerusalem. And no doubt these Greeks had been to the temple and had seen it. It was a magnificent structure of cream stone and gold. And they say it was one of the most splendid buildings of the ancient world. Covered literally acres and acres of ground. It was an overpowering visual display. The Greeks had been there, but they weren't impressed because they hadn't met God there. They'd come to meet Jesus. You know, there are some people who would rather belong to a building than belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's some people who say, "Well, this is the church I go to, and it's a splendid big church, and I..." Have you met Jesus there, sir? Have you met Jesus? In all your display of pomposity, have you met Jesus? I'm not being rude with you. I'm just simply saying this: a building can't save you. Belonging to a certain church, this church, that church, or going to that church building can't save you, can't get you right with God. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can save. And he didn't come to build up churches of brick and stone. He came to build a church of people who were joined in covenant with him and with each other. And he is our only hope. But if you'll come to him with simple faith... Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to a church building, don't get me wrong. Of course you should go there to worship him. But you should come into connection with God through the Lord Jesus Christ by trusting that he has loved you and died on the cross for your sins. Come to him and he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.